the Basilica and the Episcopal Cathedral. Let's continue with the visit. From the 4th century, the area underwent a profound transformation, from Roman to Christian, with the building of the first basilica, which has a rectangular floor plan, a chevet with an exterior square floor plan, but which is semicircular on the inside, and lateral funerary chapels. The mosaic you are now stepping on is from this basilica. Also preserved is the quadrangular baptismal pool inside the Church of Santa Maria. As you can see, the mosaic has a geometrical design, and on the side of the south wall there are Christian funerary motifs of loaves and fishes next to a gravestone with marble slab and tiles dedicated to a certain Securus Cecilianus. But so far it has not been possible to ascertain who he was. The ensemble's finest period commenced with the establishment of the bishopric of Egara around the year 450. That was when building commenced on the Cathedral of Santa Maria, a building of three naves separated by columns and covered with wood. On the ground, can you see the pillars marked with black tiles in the shape of a cross? They show where the columns were that separated the nave from the side aisles. The nave was the highest and had windows to let the light in. The whole building was rectangular, in the style of 12th century Romanesque, not in the shape of a cross like now. Oh, sorry, maybe I'm racing ahead. I'll go a little slower. You'll remember that the bishopric was established in the mid-5th century. The building work that then took place led to the ensemble's most splendid period. Around 716, however, the whole area of Vallès fell under Muslim domination and depended directly on the Emirate of Córdoba. The people remained and the Catholic religion was tolerated, but the bishopric is thought to have disintegrated to the point of disappearance. In fact, when the territory became Christian again in the 9th century, nothing at all was known of the bishopric of Egara. Since there was no bishop, there was no need for a cathedral, so over the following centuries, the large cathedral was modified and this more modest church was built in the then dominant style, Romanesque. On the facade, you can see the blind niches, the pilaster strips, or lesenes, in Lombard style, and the typically Romanesque semicircular arches, as well as the bell tower, which dates from the same period. If you think it's interesting from the outside, you will find it even more so inside. Go through the main entrance and listen to the following tracks.